Imagine being cast out of your community at age 24, declared a menace to all piety and morals. This was Baruch Spinoza's reality in 1656 when Amsterdam's Jewish authorities excommunicated him. Yet from this rejection emerged one of history's most revolutionary philosophers. While grinding optical lenses for a modest living, Spinoza developed ideas so radical they would transform Western thought. His masterwork, Ethics, proposed something unthinkable. God is not separate from nature, but identical with it. This wasn't atheism, it was a complete reconceptualization of divinity that would influence figures from Einstein to Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. What makes this lens-grinding philosopher so compelling centuries later? His audacious vision challenged every conventional notion of God, nature, and human freedom, and might be more relevant today than ever before. God or nature? With this simple equation, Deus sive natura, Spinoza ignited a philosophical revolution. Unlike his predecessors, who separated creator from creation, Spinoza proposed radical monism. Only one substance exists in the universe. This substance, God or nature, possesses infinite attributes, including thought and physical extension. Spinoza questioned how an unextended God could interact with an extended world. His solution? God isn't separate from the physical universe, but expressed through it. Every particle, thought, and possibility flows from this divine substance. As he writes, "Whatever is in God, and nothing can be or be conceived without God." This vision transforms our understanding of reality. The universe isn't separate from its creator, but the dynamic self-expression of infinite substance. When Einstein said he believed in Spinoza's God who reveals himself in the harmony of all that exists, he acknowledged this reconception of divinity, not as a supernatural being, but as the very order and intelligibility of existence itself. Spinoza resolves the mind-body problem with a revolutionary view. Humans are simultaneously physical and mental beings, not as separate elements, but as one entity viewed through different lenses. Like a street that can be both Broadway and Route 9, reality expresses itself as both mental and physical. Hunger is both a physical state and mental experience, parallel expressions of the same reality, neither causing the other. This eliminates the traditional mind-body dilemma, where natural beings whose mental and physical aspects express the same underlying reality. Spinoza views emotions scientifically as natural expressions of our drive to persist. He identifies three primary emotions: desire, fundamental striving; joy, transition to greater power; and sadness, transition to lesser power. Other emotions derive from these. Love is joy linked to external causes. Hatred is sadness linked to external causes, while hope and fear are joy and sadness about uncertainty. This framework explains how we naturally mirror others' emotions, creating social bonds and conflicts. Importantly, Spinoza sees emotions not as errors to eliminate, but as natural phenomena to understand, aiming not to mock, lament, or execrate human actions, but to understand them. For Spinoza, true freedom means self-determination through understanding, not unlimited choice. We're free when we act according to our nature rather than merely reacting to external forces. Knowledge, especially self-knowledge, is the key to this freedom. People live in bondage due to ignorance about the nature of the world and humanity. Understanding how emotions connect to external factors gives us perspective. When we grasp that emotional fixations cause frustration and that our needs can be met in various ways, their hold on us weakens. Spinoza's intuitive knowledge, the highest form of understanding, makes everything clear and distinct. It brings peace of mind by revealing why things happen as they must. This insight means seeing everything under a form of eternity, perceiving the necessary connections between all things. These moments of clarity, where confusion gives way to complete understanding, exemplify intuitive knowledge. Such comprehensive understanding brings both intellectual and emotional peace. As we grasp our role as expressions of infinite nature, we participate in eternity even while living in time. Spinoza reframes good and evil through the lens of human flourishing. Good enhances our power to act, while evil diminishes it, grounding ethics in reality rather than supernatural commands. For Spinoza, virtue means pursuing what truly enhances our being, primarily knowledge and understanding. The highest virtue is understanding God or nature, bringing the greatest joy and freedom. His ethics is inherently social. Humans flourish best together through rational cooperation. The truly virtuous person acts from understanding rather than fear, recognizing that rational behavior benefits both individual and community. The free man never acts deceitfully, but always in good faith, not from obligation, but from recognizing that deception diminishes one's power. This vision culminates in blessedness, the joy of understanding our place within nature's infinite order. As Spinoza notes, blessedness is not the reward of virtue, but virtue itself. True understanding often brings peace even in unchangeable circumstances. Spinoza's ideas radically challenged religious and political authority. By equating God with nature, he undermined traditional religious power based on revelation and miracles. His theological-political treatise argued for historical interpretation of Scripture rather than literal divine authorship, viewing biblical texts as human works shaped by their times. For Spinoza, authentic religion meant simply justice and charity, loving one's neighbor. He dismissed complex theological doctrines and rituals as human constructs that often obscured spiritual truth. His political vision championed democracy and intellectual freedom. In a free state, every man may think what he likes and say what he thinks. This was revolutionary when blasphemy carried a death sentence. He argued that suppressing free inquiry violated human nature and weakened both state and religion. By grounding ethics and political legitimacy in human reason rather than divine command, Spinoza's ideas proved threatening to authorities. Though his works were banned and his name became synonymous with atheism, his defense of democracy and free expression helped lay the foundation for modern liberal democratic values. Spinoza's influence persists three centuries later. His vision of reality as a unified system helped establish modern scientific thinking, influencing Einstein's physics and foreshadowing debates in philosophy and neuroscience. His approach to emotional well-being remains particularly relevant. By viewing emotions as natural phenomena to be understood rather than suppressed, he anticipated modern psychology and cognitive therapy. His analysis aligns with contemporary mental health approaches. Freedom emerges from understanding our nature, not fighting it. His philosophy offers environmental wisdom by positioning humans as part of nature rather than its masters, suggesting an ethic based on our interconnection with natural systems. The lens grinder of Amsterdam, once excommunicated, speaks powerfully to our modern condition. In a world fragmented by competing ideologies, his vision of unified reality offers a path to both personal peace and social harmony. His central insight endures. True freedom comes not from escaping necessity, but from understanding it.